this is the time and place for a public hearing on a resolution to extend the boundary of the Blades Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. John Ashman will give a brief presentation to County Council. After that presentation, the County Council will have an opportunity to question him. After that, the public will be invited to comment on the matter. So at this time, Mr. Ashman.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sussex County Council approved the Engineering Department's request to prepare and post notices for a district expansion for the Concord Road area of Blades back in October of 2011. Normally, it doesn't take us this long to come back in, but in an effort to try to minimize impact to the residents, we've been coordinating with the town and their efforts to provide central water service to the area as well. The thought was that a combined project would be more cost-effective and a lesser impact as far as multiple roadway projects being completed. We held a public meeting in conjunction with the town of Blades on the evening of August the 8th. The meeting was well-attended, and we shared with those in attendance our plans to expand the sewer district along Concord Road. Most of those present seemed to be in favor of the expansion. We did have one kind of lone person that was speaking out in opposition, and after talking with them after the meeting, we found out they were actually already in our sewer district. We also mentioned in the meeting that we had received some interest from properties on the east side of 13 to also be included in the sewer district. I asked at that meeting that if they were interested in being included in this expansion, that they get a letter to me. I did not receive anything. It's possible they're here today, so we will see what happens there. Looking at our boundary, area recommended for expansion includes an area extending from the eastern boundary of our current sewer district out Concord Road to 13. It includes all those parcels fronting on both sides of Concord Road and a small infill area at 2nd and 3rd Street that just would have left like a donut hole in our sewer district. Looking at infrastructure, the new infrastructure will be installed in the road right-of-ways at this point in time. That's our plan, consisting mainly of 8-inch gravity and 10-inch gravity. There's a proposed pump station. We show it on this large parcel. It can move back and forth depending on where we get lands, and a 6-inch force main, which will feed into the existing infrastructure in the town of Blades, which goes to our regional pump station, which pumps to the city of Seaford for treatment. Looking at rates proposed for this project, you'll see an estimated service charge of $289.82 per EDU, a front foot assessment of $4.24 a front foot. It puts sort of the average 100 front foot home at about $714 a year. There'd be a one-time permit fee of $100, and the system connection charges, you'll see zero or $3,322. For existing homes along that route, we've included the system connection charge in the project financing. New homes constructed after the August 8th, 2013 public meeting would pay the $3,322. Looking at cost comparisons from recent projects, you'll see that in Angola, the system connection charge was about $3,724, Oak Orchard about $3,727, and in Concord Road would be about $3,322. Our front foot assessments are in line with Johnson's Corner and Oak Orchard. The Angola district was a little higher. And the Andel service charge is shown a little bit higher, and I think part of that has to do with the inflation charge that we've rolled in. Am I correct?
It's also that Seaford treats.
Okay, and the Seaford treatment.
Yeah, it's not our treatment.
Cultural and Historical Services. We've met our part of the Section 106 requirements for the National Preservation Act with Dan Parsons' presentation on cultural and historical resources that may be impacted by the project. He presented those at the August 8th public meeting. It was determined that no historical structures would be impacted, and we will undertake limited archaeological testing at the location of the future pump station, and all other areas were already previously highly disturbed and do not warrant further investigation. proposed project schedule. See that we've already had our facilities plan and environmental assessment completed. We've had our public meeting. Today is our public hearing. Depending on approval, we could move into the design phase as early as November. Possible advertisement by May of 2014. Construction could possibly be around July of 2014 with a project startup around April of 2015. A lot of this may depend on the combined effort with the town of Blades.
Question, Council?
I assume we already have a sewer plant there in that area, right?
We actually service sewer from here goes to the city of Seaford for treatment and disposal.
So we're going to be somewhat in a working relationship with Seaford, is that?
We have an agreement with them currently and options for upgrades to service.
And where does Seaford put their wastewater, we know?
Nanticoke River.
For now, not sure what will be happening in the future.
Nanticoke River.
And they've got ample capacity, right?
Yep.
I mean, actually, it's good
for
the
town. We had the river dredge, George. It'll take care of it. We just had the river dredge. It'll take care of the water.
No, I don't mean the river capacity. I meant the plant capacity to handle to clean it up before it shoots it into the river.
And the answer is yes.
Yeah, the answer is yes. And it is good for Seaford because it helps, gives them some revenue, right?
Yeah, we have options for additional capacity at the treatment plant.
Okay, over that.
Yeah, over that.
Well, it helps the people building the houses don't have no.
Seaford will just be maxed out? I mean, is there any projections on that?
I'm sure there is a point where they will be maxed out.
Mr. Rizzo, you will come forward. Yes,
he held his hand up.
I've worked with Seaford through the years. Mm-hmm. They're only about 50% of their plant capacity as it exists today. And we have continued our dialogue because we know at some time in the future there will be a need for plant expansion, but that's probably 20 years off.
Right. No, I just hate to see. I think small towns with these sewer systems, it gives them the advantage to them when they want to grow. They have something to offer, you know, development. They're the ones that are the sewer providers there, so that's good. You know, I think it's good.
I can tell you a little bit of experience I've had on that.
Oh, Lord.
And a few years ago, a town, I'm not going to mention towns because I don't want to get in this as a personal thing, but the town started taking on another section of another town. And I personally went to that town and I said, you know what's going to happen to the manager? And I said, you know what's going to happen? You better worry about this town by taking other towns. And one of these days, you're not going to sort of, well, oh, we've just so far ahead, we got plenty of it. It wasn't 3 years later, they were turning down projects. And with that town, they could not build because they had no place to put their sewer water in the capacity.
Yeah.
Just a thought. I'm just saying this happens, and I'm telling you.
The one issue that could affect us sometime in the future is the TMDLs of the Chesapeake Bay.
Right.
And if that somehow affects Seaford's continued ability to discharge into the Nanticoke River. But that's an unknown as we stand here today.
And Seaford hasn't taken any efforts into acquiring any lands for spray irrigation at this point?
That's incorrect. That's why they bought the golf course.
That's right.
The golf course?
Right.
They are working on it, I can tell you.
Exactly why they bought it.
And I can tell you another thing. Chesapeake Bay is having a fit, and the federal government is in this thing so deep. That's really overcoming our state and our towns. We can get in some deep trouble. I know from the farm industry, they're way out in the ditches, way out having fits over. Chicken manure is not even nowhere near the place, and here we are dumping directly. So they're after us. You can bet on this.
Well, having worked with Mrs. Slatcher for many years, I feel confident in her abilities to look out for the best needs of the town of Seaford.
Well, I'd like to look at the best for the best of the Seaford and the county, you know, and I'm not here to give you a hard time. And
any other questions from council?
No.
If there are not, this is the opportunity for members of the public to speak. If there's anyone here from the public today that would like to speak on this issue, please come forward, give your name and address at the podium, write down your name on the list. Is there anyone that would like to speak today? Yes, sir.
I'm a member of the Blades Town Council. I'm the Water Commissioner. I would like to thank the council for allowing me to address you at this time.
Please state your name for the record.
C- Okay, my name is Robert W. Atkinson. I live at 136 Meadow Drive in Blades. The Nanticoke River is a tributary to Chesapeake Bay, and it is part of the Chesapeake Bay watershed. We have seen new restrictions on land use and new requirements for the landowners throughout the watershed area. The extension of the sewer system along Concord Road will offer property owners the viable alternative and some protection against future regulation that could affect the land use along the Nanticoke River. As a member of the Town of Blades Council and as Water Commissioner, I feel it is our responsibility as a town council to bring to your attention that to offer this protection by extending the system along Route 13. We are also in the process of making available committee members to the town, to the residents of the area for one-on-one discussion to address their concerns and fears about what this might bring to them. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak on this issue? Anyone else here today that would like to speak on this issue? Mr. President, I see no other persons indicating that they would like to speak. So at this point, the public hearing on this matter is concluded, and the council can take up action on the resolution.
We will close the public hearing, close public comment. And Mr. Moore, if you would read the short title here.
Sure. The resolution, a resolution to extend the boundary of the Blade Sanitary Sewer District, BLSSD, to include parcels of land west of Sussex Highway, east of the town of Blades, contiguous to the BLSSD, lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council. Mr. Phillips makes a motion. Mr. Wilson seconds a motion to approve the resolution as read. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
I vote yes. I will say that it is a concern that this water is going into the Nanticoke, and that I suspect we're going to have to begin to take action on that if Seaford doesn't. Mr. Vincent gives me the impression that they will, but just in case they don't, it could come down very quickly.
Mr. Wilson?
I have the same sentiment as Vance does, and I agree, but I vote yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Now we'll move back on the agenda to old business. Mr. Lank.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
We have one item of old business this morning. It is change of zone, number 1732, the application of Arola Family LLC and Artisans Bank. It's an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 25.4219 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 24, also known as John J. Williams Highway, and being 2,025 feet west of Route 1. It's identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 334, map 12, parcels 127.01 and 127.07 through 127.10. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on August 8th of 2013. Made the recommendation on August 22nd of 2013. Council held public hearing on August 20th of 2013. For the benefit of the record, the report before you was submitted with your packet, shows the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission from the August 22nd meeting. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1732 for Arola Family LLC and Artisans Bank from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the project is located in the environmentally sensitive developing district according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. to the property adjoins Redwood Mall and BB Medical Center, and it's across Route 24 from professional office space and several small commercial properties. Three, the site is surrounded by a variety of zoning classifications, including B1, C1, and AR1. This rezoning will be consistent with the surrounding zonings. Four, as part of DLDOT's ongoing plans to create a relief route from Route 24 to Airport Road, the applicant has agreed to provide lands for the construction of the route, and the development of the site will incorporate this new road. Five, as a result of the surrounding uses and zoning classifications, this change of zone application is an infill rezoning, and CR1 is the appropriate zoning classification. Six, this property will be served by Central Water and a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. Seven, the proposed CR1 zoning classification is consistent with the purposes of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance and the Comprehensive Land Use Plan by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county, and it will encourage a commercial activity where substantial commercial activity exists and continues to grow. Eight, the site is located near the intersection of Route 1 and Route 24. Route 1 is designated as a major arterial roadway under the county code where zoning such as this is appropriate. And nine, any proposed use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. For the record, also, the council, as I stated, held a public hearing on August 20th of 2013. And during the public hearing process, the council deferred action pending the commission's recommendation. They also left the record open for the submission of a letter from the applicant. If you remember, the application was represented by Jim Fuquay-Urey and Wilder Professional Association. And the letter requested was to respond in reference more to the construction of and the approval of the relief route for the interconnection from 24 to Old Landing Road at the intersection with Airport Road. Mr. Fuquay's letter was dated August 23rd, 2013. It was addressed to myself and states, please allow this letter to confirm for the record representations I made on behalf of the applicants in the above matter at the public hearing before the Sussex County Council on August 20, 2013. As explained in a letter of T. William Brockenbaugh Jr. of DLDOT and dated October 1, 2012, a new road connecting Route 24 and Old Landing Road has been proposed and approved by DLDOT. The applicants represent and proffer that any development of the Hirola site for which CR1 zoning is being requested will include construction of the Route 24 Old Landing Road connection road and will comply with the following. A, any future site plans submitted for review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission will include and indicate the location of the connection road. B, the property owner, its successor or assigns will dedicate appropriate easements to DLDOT for the physical location of the connection road. C, the property owner, its successor or assigns will construct the connection road to DLDOT standards and with DLDOT approval. D, upon completion, the property owner's, its successors or assigns will transfer the connection road to DLDOT for use by the public. And E, the property owner, its successor or assigns, shall cooperate and coordinate with the adjacent property owner, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company, to ensure completion of the connection route. The representations are intended to be binding on the property owner, its successor or assigns, and shall not be amended or modified without the approval and consent of the Sussex County Council and DLDOT. And it's signed, very truly yours, James A. Fuquay, Jr. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Questions of Mr. Lane?
Well, that was a straight letter, wasn't an affidavit or any kind of other
It was a form of a letter.
It was what?
It's a form of a letter at this time.
Mm-hmm, okay. Signed by anyone else other than the attorney?
It was signed by Mr. Fuqua, that's all.
Uh-huh, okay.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
I know we have some findings.
Yes.
Is it possible to make that letter that in its entirety part of the findings or referenced somehow? I think we have some wording in there referencing what they talked about, but could we make the actual letter, because it does go to, you know, quite length.
Thank you.
At saying who can sign off on things and about future owners of this property, because many times these properties do change hands.
Yes.
We don't want this issue to get lost in the shuffle.
I can incorporate that into any proposed findings, yes.
As a finding. Okay, that'd be excellent.
Okay. It's in the environmentally sensitive district, but help me understand. I don't really know how that's going to affect what they build, really. I mean, it in your workshop, is that something you would be looking special because it's environmentally sensitive district?
Now, there's specific sections of the code that make reference to density EDUs, et cetera.
Right.
Setbacks, that type of thing.
Right.
That are required.
Okay. That are special.
Over and above the normal and environmentally sensitive.
Okay. That's good. And that will happen at your...
And it would have to happen because it's a requirement of the code that the commission has to review any site plans.
Good.
And being proffered also by the applicant, they acknowledge that they are going to be required to submit site plans and get approval of the commission. And one of the findings of the commission that I read was any proposed use of the property will be subject to site plan approval.
Good.
And that's the standard, and that's
sure.
The norm.
That's good to know. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Any more questions from council? Mr. Moore, if you, I guess, would read your findings of fact.
Well, I believe we'll read the short title first.
Sorry, yes.
And then after the motion's made on that, then I can read the findings. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 25.4219 acres, more or less, tax map ID 3-34-12-127.01 and 127.07-127.10.
Pleasure, Council.
Yes.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance with the findings.
Yes, I second it.
Coles makes a motion, second. Mrs. Deaver, any questions on the motion?
You want me to read the findings at this point? The proposed findings of fact. A, based on the record, the site is located in a county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, that the parcel is capable of being annexed into the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, and that conformity to the West Rehoboth expansion area capacity evaluation and the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required. B, the land is appropriate for CR1 zoning because the property is located according to the strategies for state policies and spending documents in an investment level 2. That investment level 2 reflects areas where growth is anticipated by local, county, and state plans in the near-term future, that state investments will support growth in these areas, and that the Office of State Planning and Coordination has no objections to the proposed rezoning of this project in accordance with the relevant county codes and ordinances. C, the project is located in the environmentally sensitive developing district according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. D, the site is located in an area where a general mixture of commercial and service activities currently exist, including the Rehoboth Mall, BB Medical Center, Delaware Eye Institute, and numerous other commercial and service businesses on Route 24, Route 1, and Old Landing Road, that the site adjoins other land zone commercial on the south, east, and north, and the BB Medical Center, a conditional use on the west, that other commercially zoned land is located in the immediate area, and that this rezoning will be consistent with the surrounding zoning. E, based on the record, the applicant and the adjacent property owner worked with DLDOT on a study of the impact of the development of their properties, referred to as the Old Landing Road Traffic Study, that is part of DLDOT's ongoing plans to create a relief route from Route 24 to Airport Road The applicant has agreed to provide lands for the construction of the route, and the development of this site will incorporate this new road, and that DelDOT is satisfied that the affected intersections will operate at an acceptable level, and the letter submitted by James Fuquay of Fuquay, Urey, and Willard, PA, dated August 23rd, 2013, is incorporated by reference. F, this property will be served by Central Water and by County Sewer as part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. And G, the proposed CR1 zoning classification is consistent with the purposes of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance and the Comprehensive Land Use Plan by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county, that it will encourage commercial activity where substantial commercial activity exists and continues to grow, that the site is located near the intersection of two major thoroughfares, Route 1 and Route 24, that the CR1 zoning classification is in character with the surrounding area and is consistent with the trends of development in this area of the Route 1 corridor, that Route 1 is designated as a major arterial roadway under the county code, and that as a result of the surrounding uses and zoning classifications, this change of zone application is an infill rezoning, and CR1 is the appropriate zoning classification. And H, any proposed use on the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. It would be appropriate when the council members voted, if you do agree with these findings, so state that you're okay for the reasons stated in the findings.
I do have a question. I don't know if it's appropriate or not, Mr. President, but I know some folks were worried about where the road's going to go. I just wanted to make a statement that we really have no control over that, and that's strictly up to DelDOT, and I just wanted to bring that out. I'm well aware of their concern, but we have our job to do, and they have theirs. So,
any more questions of council or comments? I will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, it's appropriate for this area. It's an infill, and the Planning and Zoning Commission approved it, and I would say yes with the findings as stated.
Cole?
Obviously, this application, as stated in the findings, is infill, and meaning that when you have it's close proximity to Route 1 corridor, which has got major malls, major shopping areas, major commercial district, plus the medical buildings that are also basically commercial in that area. So it is surrounded by similar uses. Obviously, that because it's a change of zone, we cannot make conditions, and we can't attach any conditions to it. The only thing we have is the finding of the facts. And they do reference the extension of that connector road, which has already been started. It's not like it's a whole new road. They've already committed a substantial part of it. We just want to make sure it continues. And there's a letter that is part of the findings as presented by the applicant stating that they are in support of that. So with all those issues and the findings, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
With the findings, I'll vote yes. It's an appropriate use for that land, and it is infill.
Wilson?
I'll vote yes along with the findings and the P&Z.
And I certainly agree it is infill. It certainly goes with that area. We've heard them commit to the roadway, which is a good thing. Okay. Based on the findings of facts I've read, Mr. Moore, I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Mike. Mrs. Jennings,
yeah, tell me
grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have 6 grants today. The first one is the Delaware Police Chiefs Council. They're requesting funds to help pay for the local police coordinator to attend the International Association of Chiefs Police Training Conference. The Delaware Police Chiefs Council is assisting local police departments in meeting professional policy standards to qualify them for state accreditation. The last grant received was $500, and it was $100 each.
So moved. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant Delaware Police Chiefs Council for conference expenses $500, being $100 from each council in the Matic District. Any question on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Call?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, next grant is Epworth in Rehoboth Beach. They are requesting financial support to help build a community skateboard park. The skateboard park will offer local kids and adults a chance to skateboard legally and safely in the resort area. There has been no past grants, and the letter clearly states that none of the collected funds will be used for church programs or expenses. The skateboard park is for public use.
Did they put in any figure what they thought it would cost in that?
No,
total,
I don't think so.
Okay.
Give them $100, George. I said, give them $100.
Well, I'm thinking I know a few adults who do skate.
Oh, this is very exciting, this skateboard thing.
You know, if you've seen the one, Sam, down in Ocean City, it is a very popular place, and it's a nice controlled environment because many times these kids are out skating on public property, mm-hmm. and now they've got a place to go.
I've been asking for it for years.
Anyway, Mrs. Deaver and I guess, I'm not sure how much it's going to cost, but we'll start out with $500 each.
If you say so, George, I'll agree with that.
I tell you, I'll kick in a couple $100.
Let's get it rolling.
This activity is such that these kids aren't going to be smoking pot and getting drunk while they're doing this.
They'll be breaking bones.
They'll be breaking bones. That's good for our medical industry.
Sam, you want to get in on some of this skate park?
I don't go to Rehoboth. Thank you.
You don't do skateboard?
He skates around the farm.
You're giving them what? How much?
$500 for Mrs. Deaver, $500 for mine, and $200?
A couple $100, yeah.
$200 from Mr. Phillips.
I'll give $300 and make it even $1,500.
Thank you.
That is excellent. $1,500.
It's a great program.
And it's in a great location, very accessible.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,500 to the Epworth United Methodist Church for Rehoboth Beach for a skate park project that's open to the public. That'll be $500 from Mrs. Deaver's account, $500 from Mr. Cole's account, $200 from Mr. Phillips' account, and $300 from my account. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes, I just want to say this is a good example of a partnership. You could probably go to other entities that have a parks and recreation program, mm-hmm. and that government is probably spending $250,000 of taxpayers' money to build one of these where we get by with $1,500 partnering with an entity that wants to invest a lot of their own money and the money that they can raise. So I certainly will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Next grant, Delmarva Clergy United and a Social Action Foundation. Mm-hmm. They are requesting assistance to pay for building costs for a 12-unit project in Ellendale designed to provide low-income families with housing options. Mm-hmm. This project will offer the opportunity for home ownership at an affordable price. They are requesting $5,200. The last grant was $2,000 from Mr. Wilson.
For the same project?
No, it's a different project.
Different project.
Yeah, it was various projects. It was July of this year.
That should be on the agenda today.
It's a different project.
Different.
Okay. He's not.
I've already contributed this year.
So you're not contributing
anything? We're
going to defer.
Well, I have some of those.
Yeah. Yeah. That was.
You got satisfied.
Although it's in Sam's district, a lot of my constituents are. Mm-hmm. It's available to them, and I'm sure they may be using it, and maybe a wonderful thing for them. I really can go as far as 500, and that's
you're maxed out.
Funds are running low.
Motion.
$500.
I'll match 500 with her.
Thank you, Sam. I really appreciate that.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,000 to Delmarva Clergy United and Social Action Foundation for project expenses, being $500 Mrs. Deaver's account, $500 Mr. Wilson's account. Bank. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. And we have the Northeast Rally Club. They're requesting $300 to offset the cost of a luncheon to be held in Millsboro for the 2014 Great Race. The Great Race is a road rally from Maine to Florida that has 100 antique and classic cars. The rally will stop in Millsboro for lunch. The last grant received was $500 from Mr. Phillips.
I'm going to repeat that, even though they referenced the $300. I spoke with them, and they are... you know, it's difficult raising money. The gentleman who is doing this almost unilaterally has said that he's going to put some out of his own pocket. I just hate to see that. These folks, when they get here, they're going to spend some time here. They're going to do some local shopping, I can guarantee you. And it's a very, very worthwhile endeavor. $500.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500 to the Northeast Rally Club 2014 Great Race Expenses. $500 coming from Mr. Phillips' account. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Coastal Concerts are requesting assistance to offset the cost of various programs, such as free public concert, a lecture on an upcoming performance, or a free program at a library. Last grant received was $500, $250 from Mr. Cole, and $250 from Ms. Deaver.
That's about as far as I could go at this point.
Well, then I'll make that motion.
Yeah. Good. Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole.
Whatever.
To grant $500 to the Coastal Concerts for program expenses, being $250 from Mrs. Deaver's account and $250 from Mr. Cole's account. Any questions on the motion?
Thank you, George.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. Yes. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, and the last grant, Delaware Celebration of Jazz, requesting assistance to promote the Rehoboth Jazz Festival. They hope to attract more visitors to the county in October. There have been no past grants.
Is that a private money-making? It's nonprofit.
It's nonprofit. Nonprofit. Anything that goes on here has been checked to make sure they're nonprofit.
Well, I know you do a good job. I like to bring it back.
Yes.
Though, because they're new, aren't they? Yeah. They're new here. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing gets by you.
Try not.
What do you think, Mr.?
Well, we had a presentation, and they did impress me with the impact they have and the number of people they bring. And it's not a one-day event. It's not a half-a-day event. It is like a four-day event, I believe it is. And the number of the hotels, the impact, anyway, across the board, it is just nothing but a positive thing for our area. Mm-hmm. Again, as Mrs. Deaver has alluded to, that we only have so much financing and things like that. But I'd do 1,500 if she wants to do 500 or more. So with that, we'll do a total of $2,000 to help them with their expenses.
Mm-hmm. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $2,000 to the Delaware Celebration of Jazz for Hobart Beach Jazz Festival expenses. That being $500 from Mrs. Deaver's account and $1,500 from Mr. Cole's account. Any questions on the motion? We'll take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Opposed? Zoning Board's introduction, Mr. Moore.
There is none, Mr. President.
Additional business brought before council, Mr. Guy. We have one.
And I got something I wouldn't mind bringing up.
Sign up.
All right.
Paul Rieger.
Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest, Georgetown. Me and my neighbors wrote a little thing up last night for basically just a good neighbor thing. Basically, it says, I dug up 18 by 17 foot gray fish pond, then I used it as a pig septic tank. Just couldn't train the pigs to use it as a septic tank. It's located at dead center, and all the water collects from approximately 10 acres that pass through to get through the drainage ditch. Has to go through three lots on the homeowners away, but Denrec says okay. But I did move the pigs to the back. I now only have 80 ducks thanks to the second pond. I'm only upset that I should have 20 more ducks if them cars didn't stop killing them. At least most of them cars were able to stop in time. Luckily, nobody chose going into the ditch over hitting the ducks. But next year, I'm sure there will be an accident when there's 175 ducks. I have two sheep. I just leave them natural. No need to shear their hair. They're self-sufficient. Three goats, most likely very soon. Another two babies, but they're so cute. I have a tom turkey. I believe the hen turkey died in a mishap with a car. But Tom, the Tom turkey, should have been a watchdog. It's cute when he goes visiting, chasing, attaching neighbors, like running from the turkeys for exercise. I have three guinea hens, they go visiting. I only have a few pigs as of last week, plus or minus 20. The deed restrictions say I cannot have a swine. The county says I can have 8. Denrec says I can have up to 8,000 pounds. I just slaughtered 5 or 6, approximately 300 pounds each in my yard. It was easy. I had a person shoot them, sometimes twice. Then we gut them, take the pigs off the property. Now what do we do with the stomach contents? I guess we have to bury the stomach contents in my yard. It doesn't matter that this attracts also foxes, which can kill and hurt a neighbor's little dog right there barking within 100 feet. My chicken coop is approximately 20 by 20. I believe I'm too close to my neighbor's property line, but she won't mind. My livestock building has grown to be a real nice size. I just have to keep adding to make room for more pigs. Probably now too close to her property line again, but she won't mind. My three tractor trailer storage containers are a needed necessity, but who cares what restrictions are on that? My 30 plus tractor tires are great for great decorations and great for the pigs. They collect water, give the mosquitoes a nice environment to breed, but the goats really like to play on them. Now, what else can I put on my 4 acres in a deed-restricted development? I don't worry about it, though. I do have a gated fence. That zoning can't come on my property. They sent me a letter asking for permission to inspect my property. They have sent me probably two, maybe more. It never goes any further than that, so who cares? Just something if you would like to have a neighbor like that.
So it's...
That's not you. It sounded like, no. I thought you were talking about yourself.
It's not yours? No.
No.
You're the neighbor?
This is my neighbor.
And it's deed restricted against it?
Deed restricted against it.
All right. There should be issues with that.
Are we aware of this, Mr. Lawson?
We are aware of it.
And we are...
We had the same thing on Route 9.
We have sent our P&Z inspectors out to look at the neighbor's property. There is a gate at the front of the driveway, which we're trying to access the view of his property via the neighboring properties. In other words, walking on the neighbor's property to the back. It's a very deep lot, if I'm not mistaken, with all the animals at the back of the lot next to the woods.
It has access from both neighbors on both sides, so 100% access. October 8th and October 28th, I believe, of last year, letters were sent out asking permission. It's in an ignore mode. I mean, just a month ago, I had another dozen or so little piglets coming over right on my leach field in the back.
Yep.
I mean, I look out my window yesterday. The ducks, they don't bother me. They don't affect the horses. But I have cars continuously locking up in front of my house, the neighbor's house. I'm riding the horses past. There's six ducks laying by the stop sign over here. When I say 20... That's a low estimate just from when I was paying attention to see how many are dead on the side of the road. It's becoming where it's all ditches in the front. There's all telephone poles. It's going to go off. Somebody's going to avoid it and don't hurt the duck. And it's going to go right into the ditch in the field.
We will follow up on this.
This is actively under an investigation right now, yes. I don't believe that we've concluded that. So
well, that's just
about
like the
as
one
much
on
comment
Route 9.
As I can have.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
I would point out that there is one other aspect that the gentleman mentioned concerning deed restrictions.
Right.
The county does not get involved in the deed restrictions.
That.
We cannot enforce the deed
That's
restrictions. We can only enforce what the zoning
right.
portion
right.
is. And the county is investigating that, as
That's
Mr. Lawson
okay.
said.
All right. But in order to get the deed restrictions in place or get them working, they would need an attorney. Is that not right?
Bring an action in appropriate court.
Yes.
I've already had this Department of Agriculture down there looking at it. I've had Natural Resources looking
at it. Good for you.
So.
Good for you.
Are they able to do anything?
Well, they got to stay within the laws. That's all I can say. You know?
Sure. Okay. Thank
could
you,
I,
sir.
Could I ask a question on something different?
Our
CR1 zoning... It's been brought up by the local paper that there's 50 different uses under that. I was wondering if at some point we could take a look at that, and I'm not even sure what was the thought behind CR1. And I'd like to take a look at it. Maybe we could we could narrow down some of those uses and have some subsets under it. It's just an idea. The newspaper pointed out that... you really don't know what's going to happen if you rezone something CR1. It could be any of the 50 uses. So that's what I'm just concerned about that. It's being brought out in the paper, and I don't know how you would want to do something like that, but I think we might want to take a look at it.
Take a look in at CR1 zoning?
Well, is it accomplishing what we wanted when we instituted it in the first place? It's huge, and it's residential and commercial together.
Only residential if they come back for a conditional use. So it's not residential by right. The CR1.
Lawrence, better get up here and clarify.
Rezoning.
CR1, what you can do and can't do.
Conditional use is under rezoning.
No, it's not. I don't think,
don't
that.
Have
I think
that.
It's permitted for you
no.
to see.
It's been a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
All we had was C1 general
right,
commercial.
Right.
We found that a lot of the general commercial areas were being improved with multifamily dwellings.
Exactly.
Which was taking away the commercial space to serve the residential area.
Right.
Primarily on Route 1. And we came up with a CR1 classification,
mm-hmm.
eliminating the multifamily use, unless they applied for conditional use. That means they had to go to public hearing.
There you go.
Everything stayed the same. CR1 and C1 are exactly alike, except they don't permit multifamily in CR1.
Mm-hmm.
Without a conditional use.
It's not.
Without a conditional use, right.
So we took care of that. It was like a loophole.
That's what we were doing. We were
mm-hmm.
trying to, commercial should be commercial and not totally residential. That's what was happening. Route 1 between Lewis and Riova, there's a substantial number of
mm-hmm.
multifamily projects within the commercial district. And it was the field of the
right.
council and the commission
right.
that
oh, yeah, I remember.
Commercial space
mm-hmm. but,
was there for to serve all the residential character of the whole area.
Right. Isn't it leading to a lot more density than we had expected?
Not now.
Not now. Well, not with the CR1.
Under CR1?
No, it does not allow for residential use.
Uh-huh.
Mr. President, it would be more appropriate if this is going to
yeah.
be a discussion to have this on a future agenda.
I just would like to, you know, just take a look at it.
But we also looked at...
The newspaper's bringing it up.
The more says
okay.
Well.
Okay.
All right.
If you'd like, I can bring this to a future agenda item
sure,
and
right.
have that discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Lank.
Thank you.
And I did have something to reference something. We got a little bit of time.
Well, it's got to...
Well, no, it is. It actually referenced the Blades Sanitary District.
Okay.
I mean, it was on the agenda earlier today, and I just wanted to look back on it and reflect on that. When there's a situation where a town has a sewer district, it has the ability, like Seaford, to appeal to the surrounding lands, and as people want to develop their lands, then they need infrastructure. They then would go to the town, and many times the town would say, okay, if you annex into our town, we'll be able to provide you these services, police, sewer, water, et cetera, et cetera. When the county got involved, all of a sudden the town, like, and I'm using Blades as an example, where we went out to 13. For Blades to, at some time in the future to try to appeal to those people to annex into the town, they don't have much now as a carrot, as an incentive for them to want to annex. So it makes it difficult for the towns to grow, to build their tax bases and stuff, because they don't, Blades as a town doesn't control the infrastructure. I would love to see a situation where when districts such as Blades, which is a town, and we have this sanitary sewer district operating there, that when there's a request for sewer service and it annexes that town, that we ought to somehow bring Blades into this conversation to maybe connect annexation with this the sewer extension, because otherwise Blades, you know, people out there saying, you know, why do I want to annex into Blades? I already got sewer, or I got this or I got that. I don't need the town. But the towns need to grow and they need to build tax bases. So I think we become a hindrance to towns expanding their borders and growing in the future when we have a situation where they don't need to go to town council. I know the town council supported it, looked like, because they know along the river and everything else. But anyway, all the way out to the highway, I would think Blades ought to eventually, you know, annex that and help build their tax base. You got a big rural farms, you got a restaurant that used to be out there and stuff like that. Anyway, just a thought that is there a way, and I don't know, Everett might have to look into this, is there a way to make that connection, annexation with the town and sewer service with the town, with the county. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
That would be something that maybe the engineering department can discuss as part of their future. If this comes up in the future, maybe bring it up on an agenda at that time, discuss prior to an extension.
as most towns annex, they're voted on. They're voted by the people on the outside, sure, people on the inside. And I don't know why we should go any other direction and take it away from the public. I really don't know.
No, no, I'm not taking it away. I'm just saying that there ought to be the option for annexation. And the town may say, well, we don't want to annex it. But I'm just thinking it ought to be part of the equation, because otherwise, sometimes the towns building their tax base and expanding their city limits gets hindered because we've already provided infrastructure that they don't need to. Anyway, just a thought.
Entertain a motion to go into executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Dr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. And